Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Let's walk, don't run 64. Quick, welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. Amit Kazar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO, and founder of Multifunding. Multifunding.com, is that right, Amit?
Yes, sir.
So check that out, and we talked about what he does, which is help people just like you and me put our best foot forward with lenders and other capital sources. And provides guidance and assistance and resources to help you make a good decision on the funding that you get. So okay, I mean you're really your company. I've been telling people about you for a long time. I knew you were onto something, and you've recently put together another partnership that I want you to tell us about. Because, and the reason I'm excited about this is because this is an issue that I've been talking about for really a number of years, and when the audience hears you tell us about it, they'll recognize it. Go ahead. What's tell us about the new partnership?
Yeah, we're thrilled to announce last week a partnership with our friends at Guidant Financial in Seattle. For a decade now, Guidant has been doing an excellent job at providing startup franchises with financing in the form of IRA rollovers and SBA loans, mm-hmm, and different products, to really help that startup, you know, get off the ground and get their first store up and running. And now we're joining hands so we can help the franchise community from soup to nuts, not only with the startup franchise work, but also with expansion capital, working capital, maybe that second store, that third store, and come up with a develop of, we have them, but integrate so we have a full suite of products so we can really, you know, help that business through the full life cycle and as they grow and evolve.
So are you saying that this is more to help franchisees grow than it is to buy the first one?
Well, it's both. So okay. Guidant is really excellent, and they have been for a long time at helping buy that first one. And they have a suite of great products and solutions to help.
That's really the challenge for people who want to be franchisees, isn't it, who want to buy a franchise. Getting that capital is really tough for a lot of folks. There's a lot of really good folks out there that would probably make great franchisees. They just can't get their hands on $500,000.
It's hard, and I got to applaud it and hand it to the folks at Guidant. They're excellent at it, and they can help a lot of people. They've come up with several different solutions, and that's really what their expertise is, and that's, mm-hmm, what they're good at. So we're not good at it, and that's one of the reasons we're thrilled to partner up with them.
Right. And so will this will make Guidant one of your resources for the people that you'll be working with?
It'll be both ways. So when we get calls in our system for that startup or that early stage franchise, mm-hmm, we're going to send it over to the team at Guidant because that's really what they're best at.
Right.
And for the Guidant folks, when they get calls for that second store or that third store,
right,
or expansion capital or growth capital or working capital, they're going to partner with us.
So Guidant is not really a secondary type. They don't do the growth lending. They just do the startup lending?
That's what they're best at.
I got you. I see. Okay.
That's
an interesting point because that is very important to understand, is that there's a difference between companies that will help you get out of the blocks, get your business off the ground, and then the one that will take you to the next level.
That's correct. And, I always say to people, it's, you know, building a business is like running a marathon. And
yep,
there are going to be different challenges when you start, mile one, mile five, mile 10, mile 15.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is trying to put a full suite of solutions together to help the franchisees with that marathon.
Well, and of course, from the growth standpoint of franchisees, anyone not necessarily a franchise type of relationship, there are so many different ways to capitalize growth, right? I mean, if you need more machines, more equipment, whatever, those things, maybe the best thing is a lease, right? Not necessarily financing.
It may well be, or a number of solutions. It could be an SBA, it could be a lease, it could be a loan with your local bank, it could be a loan from an investment lender.
Mm-hmm.
It might be some kind of asset-based lending if you're in the B2B space. So we think it's more important than ever to get good, sound advice and make sure you're doing the best possible thing for your business.
And these are things that small business owners are not always as good at, is understanding that there's all these different facilities, all these different instruments, different ways of thinking about capitalizing your growth. You could need, if you need $250,000 total, that might be split up into three or four different instruments, right?
It can be split up, and then the other thing that happens a lot, we see it a lot, we always encourage the business owner to get the longest term possible for the loan.
Right.
And then to pay it off fast if they can.
Especially for things that are going to be long-term investments, like equipment,
right,
and fixtures and real estate, things like that. Folks, this is all part of what you've heard me talk about now for 17 years, more than 17 years. I've been telling you, you have to have a capitalization strategy. So you know how, if you're going to borrow money, how to apply that money. If you're going to grow your business, what are the different funding mechanisms? There's not one size fits all. There's so many options out there, and that's the reason I like what Ami and his organization does, because they help people do that. And that's multifunding.com. Quick break. We come back. I'm going to ask Ami to tell us what he thinks about crowdfunding. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.